In the absence of anything resembling a Lord Mayor's show or a state opening of Parliament, it was one of the few formal opportunities the citizens had of jeering at their social superiors, or at least at people wearing tights and ridiculous costumes. It had grown so big that it was now held in the city's opera house. Distrustful people, that is to say people like Vimes, considered that this was so there could be a procession. There was nothing like the massed ranks of wizardry walking sedately through the city in a spirit of civic amicability to subtly remind the more thoughtful kind of person that it hadn't always been this way. "Look at us," the wizards seemed to be saying. "We used to rule this city. Look at our big staffs with the knobs on the end. Any one of these could do some very serious damage in the wrong hands, so it's a good thing, isn't it, that they're in the right hands at the moment. Isn't it nice that we all get along so well?" And someone once had decided that the commander of the watch should walk in front, for symbolic reasons. That hadn't mattered for years because there hadn't been a commander of the watch, but now there was, and he was Sam Vimes, in a red shirt, with silly baggy sleeves, red tights, some kind of puffed shorts in a style that went out of fashion by the look of it at the time when Flint was at the cutting edge technology, a tiny, shiny breastplate, and a helmet with feathers in it. And he really did need some sleep. And he had to carry the truncheon. He kept his eyes fixed on the damn thing as he walked out of the university's main gate. Last night's rain had cleaned the sky. The city steamed. If he stared at the truncheon, he didn't have to see who was giggling at him. The downside was that he had to keep staring at the thing. It said, on a little tarnished shield that he'd had to clean before reading it, "Protector of the King's Peace." That had brightened the occasion slightly. Feathers and antiques, gold braid and fur. Perhaps it was because he was tired, or just because he was trying to shut out the world, but Vimes found himself slowing down into the traditional watchman's walk and the traditional idling thought process. It was an almost Pavlovian response, a term invented by the wizard De Nephew Boot, who had found that by a system of rewards and punishments, he could train a dog at the ringing of a bell to immediately eat a strawberry meringue. De Nephew's parents, who were uncomplicated country people, had wanted a girl. They were expecting to call her Denise. The legs swung, the feet moved, the mind began to work in a certain way. It wasn't a dream state exactly. It was just that the ears, nose and eyeballs wired themselves straight into the ancient, suspicious bastard node of his brain, leaving his higher brain centre free to freewheel. Fur and tights. What kind of wear was that for a watchman? Bashed in armour, greasy leather breeches and a tatty shirt with bloodstains on it. Someone else's, for preference. That was the stuff. Nice feel of the cobbles through his boots. It was really comforting. Behind him, confusion running up and down the ranks, the procession slowed down to keep in step. Protector of the Kingy's Peace, indeed. He'd said to the old man who delivered it, "What peace did you have in mind?" But that had fallen on stony ears. Damn silly thing anyway, he thought. A short length of wood with a lump of silver on the end. Even a constable got a decent sword. What was he supposed to do? Wave it at people? Ye gods, it was months since he'd had a good walk through the streets. A lot of people about today. Some parade on, wasn't there? "Oh dear," said Captain Carrot in the crowd. "What's he doing?" Next to him, an Agatian tourist was industriously pulling the lever off his iconograph. Commander Vimes stopped and, with a faraway look in his eyes, tucked his truncheon under one arm and reached up to his helmet. The tourist looked up at Carrot and tugged his shirt politely.
"Please, what is he doing now?" he said.
He's taking out..." "Oh, no," said Angua. "He's taking the ceremonial packet of cigars out of his helmet," said Carrot. "And he's... oh, he's lighting one." The tourist pulled the lever a few times.
"Very historic tradition?"
"Memorable," murmured Angua. The crowd had fallen silent. No one wanted to break Vimes's concentration. There was the big, gusty silence of 1,000 people holding their breath. "What's he doing now?" said Carrot. "Can't you see?" said Angua. "Not with my hands over my eyes. Oh, the poor man. He's just blown a smoke ring,"